two stories.
Yes. Yeah, it was fun playing up. That's probably where we pitched most of the hay, because down below the cows would have gotten too much and gotten sick. These are milk cows, not...
So you kept the milk cows in the barn?
No, but you took them in there to milk.
Oh, farmers keep corn in a structure that's about 6 feet by 6 feet. It's like a shed. What do they call that? Do you know?
Well, the big one would be the silo, but you're talking about a smaller bin,
something.
Corn bin.
And you might put a baby in what? You might lay him down to sleep in a...
You mean like baby Jesus? That was a manger? A cradle.
Or another C word.
Crib.
And have you ever heard of a go-devil?
A go-devil?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a really bad weed that would... When you walked out in the pasture, it would catch your heels?
Oh, are you talking about those a horned?
No, this is another one that we call some kind of a devil. But that's not what you're talking about.
How interesting. No. Yeah. a go devil refers to various types of farming equipment, like certain types of plows and also oil drilling equipment.
Yeah. Totally. I'm not a
farm
girl, really.
The sack that you put on a horse so he can eat while he walks is a...
We didn't do that to our horses.
You didn't ever give them like a sack of oats or...
No, the oats were in a little bin in the barn.
Oh.
Or in the corral.
Okay. And, okay.
Now, farm horses do that, but not ranch horses. The ranch horses are quarter horses that you ride, not plow with. We didn't do it. We didn't have work horses. We did not. We had a couple of mules that were our work. We had to take something from here to there, or when I was very young, we had wagons. And when we go out somewhere to have the fall roundup, then sometimes the mules would pull the wagons with the bedding and the chuck boxes and things like that. But we didn't have any plows.
So even when you were riding horses, you never hung something on their head?
When you're riding them?
Well, not when you're riding them, but when you're taking care of them. I don't know. When horsemen do this, like if they...
Not on a cattle working ranch, I don't think.
Okay.
I understand. I moved from the ranch when I was about 6 or 7. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you really don't remember too much about it.
not a feed bag. Feed bag is what I guess you'd call it.
Okay.
The thing you hang over their heads, but we did not do that.
Okay, that works. This is, could you identify pieces of a bridle for me? Do you know any?
Well, let's see. I see the bit that goes in his mouth, and then the nose bar. I see you've got them. And there's a chin. This is a chin strap. And the ear strap, the head strap. And that's about all we have.
And these things are...
Those are the reins.
Okay. And here's a Western saddle. Could you identify parts of that for me? I know it's not a real good illustration, but...
Well, this is, of course, the seat. That's the horn where you put the rope. This is a stirrup. This is the cinch that goes under the stomach. This is the rope tie. And that's about all I can identify.
You don't know what this thing is called?
I can't think of that. That's called. Do you know what it's called?
Well, people have different names for it. I've seen it called a sudadero.
Oh, that's Mexican.
But that's a Spanish name, I think.
That's Mexican.
Also, people call it a skirt.